On Saturday, the Kalamazoo Husky Club will host sled dog rides to benefit local animal shelters. This past weekend, I rode along with the Husky Club while they took a few very excited dogs for a run. Johnny Hoyne got his first Siberian Husky, Cheyenne, 18 years ago. He says for him, dog sledding is mostly a hobby, but he's raced alongside a few pros and still does amateur races today. Now Hoyne has 8 dogs. He can fit 6 of them in his mid-size SUV.
These are for all 6 dogs in here.
And there's tie-outs right here.
That keeps dog 1 here, dog 2 here, and then dog 3 and 4. And the 2 lead dogs, they'll run free in the back.
Western Michigan University students Stephanie Wilcox and Timothy Weldy started the Husky Club less than a year ago. Weldy says, at first, it was just a way to get the dogs together. But then it became about educating the public about the breed and helping Huskies to find homes.
The most widely viewed idea is that Huskies are dangerous. Most people think that, as you will come to find out, they'll jump on you, they'll lick your face, you know, but it's the talking. Most people, when they hear them going back and forth and they're playing and they're talking, most people think, oh my goodness, that dog's aggressive.
But the American Kennel Club calls the breed friendly and gentle. In fact, they're so friendly, the AKC says, they make horrible guard dogs. Wilcox says even shelters can misjudge a husky. She found that out when taking her friend Mike Klepp to adopt his first Siberian.
There was a danger sign on his cage and stuff, and he was a beautiful husky. And we get there, and he's just like sitting back in the corner all scared. And we went up there, and I'm like, can I just take him out? And he came right out to us and was licking our faces. And I mean, like, just the energy, because they were scared of him and the dog was scared. And they would have put him down because they thought he was dangerous. And he was such a nice dog.
The Husky Club arrived at the Cal Haven Trail by car. And before long, we were off.
Go, 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 go. Yeah, yeah. Leading the sled, we have Jora on the left and Magua on the right, my beautiful sisters. We love our girls. And in the back, we have Michigan on the left, or in the middle. It's called Team Dogs or Point Dogs. They're in the middle. It's Michigan on the left and Sheba, his sister, on the right. And we have their parents, Deacon, my big heavy D, on the left at wheel. The black dog here is Deacon. He's running left wheel. And Misha is on the right. She's running wheel on the right side. Michigan has more sanctioned dog sled races than any other state in the United States. Alaska has the biggest race, the Iditarod, 1,140 miles. But Michigan, every weekend, there's like 3 or 4 different sprint and mid-distance leagues that you could go in and you could run. And here I'm running because they're tiring out a little bit, so I'm running a little. But they're working. They're doing most of it. They're pulling you and I both. And I'm 180 in the sled, you know. The sled weighs like 42 pounds. Ha, Jay-ha! Jay-ha! There you go, good girl.
After the run, the dogs were calm and relaxed. Stephanie Wilcox says, though huskies can be energetic, you don't have to be an athlete to own one.
You know, I'm not a very active person. My huskies that I got are pretty lazy, but I take them to the dog park to let them run around. Be very forgiving, because they do get into a lot of mischief. And invest in a lot of things for them to chew on, because they will tear your house apart if you let them. It's so much easier to have more than one, because they keep each other entertained. And when the 2 younger ones get older, I'd like to get them into the dog sledding. And so far, the almost 1-year-old and the 4-year-old, they pull me on my bike down the road, and we go for little rides here and there. But they're so much fun.
The Kalamazoo Husky Club will be holding sled dog rides, a puppy booth, and other activities Saturday at Pet Supplies Plus on Gull Road.